Well, hello guys. Now, here's this Pedro Pascal guy again. And to be frank, I didn't know who the hell he was until I saw the woke Fantastic Four trailer. But apparently he's a bit of a dork, because he's really just a political activist. And he's using his position in the Fantastic Four to virtual signal, telling everybody how he supports the trans. And he's also getting on board with trying to boycott any Harry Potter productions. Why? Well, R.K. Rowling was instrumental in getting the UK court to say that a femon is a biological femon only, and not trans. Which to me, it always was. It's just common sense, right? Just because somebody slings some tits on doesn't make them a femon, does it? I mean, I'm wearing a big pair right now. 39. C-cup. And this Pascal guy said in one of his posts that the picture of R.K. Rowling with a cigar is heinous and loser behavior. Yeah, you seen the picture yourself, buddy. I mean, but does he think, or anybody else, think that it's going to make any difference to R.K. Rowling, who is worth millions and is still making it? Actually, personally, I have nothing against R.K. Rowling, even though she's a femon. And I'm not even into the Harry Potter stuff. It's just not my thing. I was a kind of Star Wars boy, but that died, didn't it? And also, if you think about it, this Pedro Pascal's big mouth has just kind of alienated all the Harry Potter fans from going to see Fantastic Four. That's a real smart move there, buddy. Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Wouldn't it be nice, though, to be able to own a yacht like that for $150 million? But can it buy happiness? That's the thing. And actually, this picture she posted I find quite funny, because the caption on it was, "I like it when the plan comes together." You know, a reference to A-Team, a femon with a sense of humour. Refreshing, but unusual. You take it easy, guys.